We've been speaking the last 2 weeks about the sugya of Ein Mazal Yisrael. We've spoken about the idea that it seems in many, many Gemaras that Klal Yisrael are not bound by Mazalos. Mazalos seem to be both some internal character traits. I'm a person that's a little bit more fiery. I'm a person a little bit more patient, intelligent, certain things that are predetermined. Mazalos also refers sometimes to the circumstances of our lives. Situations in which we find ourselves, how successful a person may be in Parnassa, a person's capacity to live a longer life. The first time we spoke about Tosfos and the way Rav Dessler learns Tosfos. That was a particular view in which Mazalos are the Ribbono Shel Olam's way of giving us what we need to accomplish our mission in this world. The character traits we have and the external circumstances of our lives are exactly what we need in order for us to be able to do whatever it is that Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to do. Rav Dessler understood Pshat in Tosfos that there is a capacity, Ayadei Zechus Gadol, that sometimes a person can expand what their original mission was. In the absence of people stepping up, I could determine that I'm going to fill a void. And then I can change my mazel, then I can change the kind of person that I am, I can change my underlying character traits, I can expand my skill set, I can become very, very different, all as a result of changing that mazel. We spoke last time a little bit in Rashba and the Ran, a little bit about what parts of my character traits can I change and not change. The Ran thinks that you can both change your traits, but you can also channel them, different approaches that you could have, that there are circumstances that may impact you, but there are ways of navigating that. The Rashba thinks that Klal Yisrael may function differently than individuals. These, so far, we've learned a lot about what things in our lives are more or less predetermined, what things in our lives are out of our control, and what things in our lives are within our control. Today we're speaking about Mazalos in the thought of, I would say, the Gra and a little bit of his base medrash, and the world of Torah Sechassidus. They're going to each understand that built into the sugya of Mazalos are fundamental yesodos about the nature of Jewish thought, that built into Mazalos are fundamental principles that are so incredibly significant. For the Gra, it's going to be about the nature of Klal Yisrael and what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, what it means to be a Jew. For Chassidus, it's going to be what is, some argue, the most fundamental Torah in Torah Sechassidus. And we're going to try to unpackage it in a way which I think can be important. The Gra relates to Mazalos in many places in his writings. His commentaries on Megillas Esther, Shir HaShirim, and Yonah, his commentaries in Tikkuni Zohar, the Gra in many, many places talks about the sugya of Mazalos. Rav Chaim Friedlander, the great Mashkiach, in Panevish and other places, in Sifsei Chaim, has a summary and quotes a lot of these Gras. If you just start with him and follow along with some of the footnotes and some of the newer editions, you can find many, many comments of the Gra, all about the sugyas of Mazalos. Let me try to formulate it in the following way. The Gra understands. I'll give you the Yisod, and we'll talk about where it comes up and what it explains. Says the Gra as follows. There is a Gemara Masechet Shabbos that we spoke about. Avram Avinu was not supposed to be able to have children based on the Mazalos. Avram Avinu Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu is not going to be able to have children because Lefi the Mazalos, the Gemara tells us, Avram is not going to be Zocha to having children. Avram won't be. So the Gemara tells us, the Kesh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, leave your astral, leave that system. You can go above, and while Avram can't, your mazel can't, Avraham is able to. You are not bound by Mazalos. You're not bound by Mazalos. The Gra understands in that Gemara an incredibly, incredibly fundamental idea. Says the Gra, based on the world of Mazalos, there should be no such thing as Klal Yisrael. Based on the world of Mazel, based on the world of different signs of the astrology, of how things should go, al pi derech hateva, based on the way that the world on some level was created and intended to function, there should be no Klal Yisrael. The only reason why there is a Klal Yisrael was because Avraham Avinu was able to say, I'm going to go above and beyond. I'm going to go above and beyond. What that means, therefore, says the Gra, that the entire Metzius of Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael is a Metzius that is opposed to the world of Mazel. We are not bound by Mazalos like all the other nations. The creation of Klal Yisrael is because Avram was able to go above and beyond, And the only way that we're going to be able to function, the only way that we're going to be able to truly be successful, is if we are willing and able to understand we are not bound by mazalos. There are no mazals that dictate Klal Yisrael. This has implications in a couple of areas. The Gra interprets in Megillas Esther, this is part of the give and take, what Haman doesn't seem to really get. Haman, hippilpur, hu hagoral. Haman tries to find out when is the best time in order to try to kill Klal Yisrael. It falls out in Chodesh Adar. He has lotteries to try to figure out what's the best time. What's Haman trying to do? Haman's trying to say, based on mazalos. So when would be the best time to get Klal Yisrael? Based on looking on Derech HaTeva, when's the best time to get Klal Yisrael? And there is a goral for when the best time is to get Klal Yisrael. There is a mazal that if you look at, you would say, oh, maybe this would be a good time. What Haman didn't understand is that we are not really bound by that. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael actually is a Metzias of no mazal. Of no mazal at all. Lefi she'yaduah says the Gra. She'ein mazal Klal Yisrael berakia. V'chol ha-mazalos heim ke'akom li'Yisrael. That mazalos have no shaykhis to us. V'hainu sh'alpia mazalos lo'hayeroi li'yos ben la'av mavinu. Based on mazalos, we should not have been able to have a Klal Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu'zik bios lo'malam ha-mazalos v'yim kein lefi ha-mazalos lo'hayeroi li'Yisrael yos klal va'olam. Okay. That's the Gra here. The Gra elaborates in a couple of places, on that. The Gra explains, and here's an interesting idea, we're not shayach to the world of mazel, which means that there's a chilak. The Chazal sometimes speak about two elements of Klal Yisrael, or two stages, or two situations, sorry, in which Klal Yisrael can find themselves. The Gemara is Mesechus Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav. There's a time where Klal Yisrael is osur ritzono shel makom. There's a time when Klal Yisrael is Eino Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. A time when Klal Yisrael is fulfilling things properly, and a time when Klal Yisrael is not. Says the Gra as follows, we are not bound by Mazalos. We're not bound by Mazalos when we're Osin Ritzono Shel Makom, and we're not bound by Mazalos when we are Eino Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. Therefore, says the Gra as follows, Klal Yisrael, I think it's shot in the Gra, seems to have two levels of existence. When we are, it goes like this. If a person's at a very high madrega, so the highest madrega of this Ein Mazal Yisrael, when we're Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, Kadosh Baruch Hu lifts us up above everything. We're Zocha to this unfathomable Hashgacha Pratis, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be taking care of us in all ways. We can break Derech HaTeva and everything is going to be good. Beneath this level of existence, so there are the Mazalos. This is where the Umos HaOlam function. There are things that take care of them. There are things that dictate whether they're going to have parnasa or no parnasa. They're going to be alive. It's going to be okay. But the results that are there. What happens when Klal Yisrael is Eino Osir Ritzono Shel Makom? When Klal Yisrael is Eino Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, says the Gra, then something very scary happens. On the one hand, we're not Zocha to this higher level. We're above everything. We're doing such a great job. The Baruch Shalom will take care of you forever. We're not Zocha for that. But we also don't have the fallback of relying on regular Derech HaTeva Mazalos. We don't have the fallback of relying on regular Derech HaTeva Mazalos. So what happens as a result, says the Gra? Ka'afar Haaretz. We possibly have nothing there for us taking care of us. We don't have Mazalos. We don't have a system in place of nature that's out looking care to take care of us. We also don't have regular Mazalos. Therefore, they can be lemal min hamazalos behindu imhem tzadikim v'imlav him yordim chas v'shalom ad la'afar. Some Rishonim think that Klal Yisrael has the ability to go above mazalos, but if not, they'll still be bound by mazalos. The Gra says, no. Klal Yisrael has two options. Either we are above, we're at the way top, hashgacha pratis, or we are, no one's taking care of us, we're all the way at the bottom. It's a bechin of Hester. Says the Gra, that explains the history of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has very, very high moments. Klal Yisrael has tkufas when they can go way above and beyond. They're going to be taken care of. Everything's going to be good. It's going to be very sweet. It's going to be very nice. We can go all the way above and beyond. Klal Yisrael also has tkufas where we're not in the top. So where are we? We can be a nation that's totally nothing. We can be a nation that's persecuted. We can be a nation that's treated terribly. Because we don't have mazalos to rely upon. For us, it's tale, and are we osin ritzono shel makom? Or are we not osin? Are we not osin ritzono shel makom? That's what it really is. So we can live and we can function above everything. This has the Gra writes in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, in Shir HaShirim. V'ha'inyin, Shazeh Yadua She'in Ma'azul Yisrael. Ach, Im Heim Re'uyim V'osin V'tono Shalmakom, Heim Olim Ad L'Shamayim. U'kesheim Yordim, Yordim Ad La'afar. They go all the way down. Which means we really have two tracks, Klal Yisrael. Part of being Klal Yisrael is understanding that our Metzius is one that we are not bound by nature. But we get to make a choice, says the Gra, which direction are we going in? Are we going above, or are we going to be left and falling behind? The Gra does have a little bit of another Torah. Says the, happens to be the Gra in his Biurim Tikkuni Zohar, writes like that also, that, K'sha'olin olin ala kochavim bashkach ha'pradesh ulamalam in ha'kol, but k'shem yordim yordim ad afar, ulechem bigalusa sirak es Yisrael, anyu mahatka bin ragle ha'umos. That's why Klal Yisrael and Gullus, when we're not above and beyond, we're holding out by the feet of the nations. We're like the lowest nation, which is there. Abal Asid Lava, what's going to happen again? Asid Lava, we're going to be back on top. We're going to be back on top. It's a progress at the way that things, the way that things go. Derech Agav, that's why if you have a particular orientation, you would say that Klal Yisrael back in Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael emerging to back on top is a sign that we're holding towards the Tekufa of Geula. Tekufa of Geula. Tekufa of that, because there's a shift that's taking place. That relates to some different Torahs about the Gra and maybe some forgeries or lack of forgeries about what the Gra would think about Zionism. That is not a sugya for now, although a fascinating topic, maybe for Monday night. There is something the Gra does point out, though. There are Gemaras that seem to tell us that there are things impacted by Mazel. The Gemara Moed Katan we saw tells us that Bnei Chayim Zone, there are things impacted by Mazalos. Whether a person has has money may be impacted by mazel. Says the Gra, but I hold a mazel Yisrael. I hold Klal Yisrael is not really bound by mazelos. It also what's the pshat? Here's a couple of pshatim. Maybe there is some mazel klali, but the Gra has one pshat which is really intriguing. Says the Gra like this: there is a machlokas lichora amongst Jewish thinkers whether we believe in gilgulim, in reincarnation, transmigration of the souls. Can a person be born in one era and then they pass away, but they come back alive? In a different kind of tkufa. It is the view of Rav Sadia Gaon. It's the view of Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon held that there's no such thing as Gilgulim. Rambam never mentions it. The Rav Sadia Gaon thinks there's no such thing as Gilgulim. However, the opinion of the Ramban, of Rabbeinu Bechai, of many, many Mekubalim, is that there is something called Gilgulim. There's something called reincarnation or transmigration of the souls. I'll tell you an amazing Maisa. It's a great Maisa. Rabbi Lam, Zichron Levracha once said over that he was in India as a scholar in residence. And when he was in India in a scholar in residence, the local small Jewish community there, that it was a question answer with the rabbi. So they asked Rabbi Lam, it's such a smart mechanich, Maisa. They said to Rabbi Lam, does Judaism believe in reincarnation? So Rabbi Lam said, absolutely not. Rabbi Sadia Gaon writes in Emunas Vadeos, there's no such thing as reincarnation. Rabbi Lam was an expert in Torah Chassidus, so Rabbi Lam knows that the Ramban and many others believed in reincarnation. So he said, why did I give the answer to say that there's no such thing as reincarnation? He said, because this is what I thought they were really asking. The small Jewish community in India wanted to know, are we really that different from all the other locals? Are we really so different? Everybody else here in that culture in India was talking all the time about reincarnation coming back. Rabbi Lam thought what they were really asking was like, Judaism thing, like, is it so different or really bets in the same? Bets in the same. And he wanted to convey to them that, no, L'maisa, our Hashkafa, is a different worldview. It's a different perspective, and therefore he highlighted Rav Sadia Gaon in that particular case. That's always an interesting chinuch question. When you want someone to feel like they're more similar or different requires a degree of perspective, different culture, different times. But the Gra works under a worldview, which is something called Gilgulim. Says the Gra, when the Gemara says, B'ni Chai Mezoni B'mezal Talya Milsa, it's Ki'ilu B'mezal Talya Milsa. It's not really a mazel. What impacts a person's parnasa? What impacts a person's life, the circumstances of their life? What may impact was what they did in their first or initial Gilgul, what a person previously did. If in a previous lifetime I messed up and therefore I'm deserving of a certain kind of punishment, so in this particular lifetime I may end up in a much trickier kind of a place. He references the Gemara and Brachos, which the Ramban, again, I don't think he quotes this, but the Ramban and Shar HaGemul and others talk about. When the Gemara speaks about Tzadik Viralo and Tzadik Vitovlo, why sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, why Tzadik can have good, or Tzadik. So there are Rishonim that maintain the answer to that question is why do good things happen to why do good things happen to bad people, bad things happen to good people. There are those Rishonim that claim the answer is Gilgulim. The answer is reincarnation. That if you were good in a if you were good previously, so tzaddik v'tovo, so now you're good, and it'll all be good for you. If you were bad in a previous lifetime, so now tzaddik v'ralo, because you punished for what you did badly. So you are a tzaddik, but now you're getting the ralo. So the gra work of that exception is sometimes part of the circumstances of our lives are not dictated by mazalos; they're dictated by what happened in the previous lifetime. I'll call upon what seems to emerge from the gra is the following idea: a mazal Yisrael means the mitzias of klal Yisrael is a mitzias that is not based on mazalos. We do not function based on the mazalos. Klal Yisrael is all above and beyond. Klal Yisrael is all above and beyond. The circumstances of our lives may be a result of certain things, but says the gra, we get to choose, are we always Mitzvah Shalom Mako, and we can go above and beyond everything? Or Nebuch, if we don't, Memela will fall to be, by Ragle Umos HaOlam, we're going to fall and end up being all the way there at the bottom. Now, the Gra, however, does agree that there is a form of Mazel, which is present in Klal Yisrael, that we can never change. That is a Gra in Mishlei. That's a Gra in Mishlei. The Gra writes in Mishlei, what we never change is our essential nature and character traits. We cannot change that. If I am a fiery person, I will be a fiery person, and the only question is how I'm going to channel it. He embraces that Gemara in Shabbos and Kufmenvav. Person associated with Dam is either going to be a Moel Shokin or murder. It's going to be something that we really can't change. Which means for the Gra, that there's a need to sort of reassess. The need to learn how to channel your traits. Which part of the goal of Cheshbon HaNefesh, therefore, is understanding what are my real traits, and therefore, how can I channel them effectively? Absent Cheshbon HaNefesh, I can't make good decisions. Because absent knowing what I really am inside, I can't know what I can actually become. If I'm very outgoing, so I can learn how to channel that in very good ways. First is naturally a little bit shy. So again, there may be certain movement and certain things, but more defining mazalos, to learn how to channel that and how to move that in different directions. That is the Shita, that's an overview a little bit of the world of the Gra. It's obviously a lot more present, but that is the world of the Gra. We're now going to shift a little bit to Torah HaChasidus. I want to develop an idea. There's a Sefer that came out fairly recently. It came out, I bought it about a month or so ago. It came out in Tavshin Pei Gimel, so that means pretty recently. It's a Sefer called Ma'ayana D'Malka. Ma'ayana D'Malka is a sefer put out based on Torah of the Kasava Rebbe, and it's a what the sefer is described as a hakdamos nechutzos v'yesodos meiros. It's hakdamas to the world of Torah Sechassidus, fundamental idea of Torah Sechassidus. Now, if you would have asked me, I think you would ask many people, what would be the first couple chapters, the first couple parakim in a sefer about Hagdama, the Chasida, so we probably would have had different theories. Could be it's about Dveikas. They speak a lot about Dveikas. Could be that would be there right away. Could relate to a lot of different discussions. There are Sfarim that give Hagdama to Chasidus. Perek Aleph is about Ein Mazel Yisrael. Chelek Aleph. The second Perek in here is about Ein Mazel Yisrael. Chelek Beis. Perek Gimel here in your Hagdama, as well as Perek Dal, the first 70 pages of this sefer are more or less focusing on the sugya of mazel. And if you read it really, it goes through, I think at least the first 170 pages or so that relate to the sugya of mazel. The sugya of mazel and what the Gemara means with Ein Mazel Yisrael is a yesod which they argue here in sefer. It's a yesod which they argue in sefer is the most fundamental. He's going to explain something which the Or LaShamayim refers to as Ikir Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda, and what exactly is going on. So I'll begin by being mocked in with the question that the Ma'ayana D'Malka opens with also, and it's a very, very intriguing idea, and it's a classic, what we would call, Chassidic misread of a Gemara of a Pasuk. Misread, reading it not according to a simple interpretation, but to reflect a much deeper, real idea in the world of Remes, in the world of Sod. It's a very, very powerful idea. You want to pay attention. It's definitely intriguing. The kash is like this. Let's assume for a moment, if you look at different Sfarim, you will find everybody agrees about a lot of things. What they talk about tells you a lot. So everybody agrees it's important to have a healthy relationship to materialism and Gashmias. It's a healthy, balanced relationship, whatever that may mean. But some people will talk about it more, and some people will not talk about it at all. Some people are at the forefront of their worldview. They speak about Sichas Musar, and some less. Of course, there are machloksim exactly how you balance that and what it looks like, but different people in different ways. There are people, as an example, that may believe in Kiddush Hashem, being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Everyone agrees it's good to be Mekadesh Shemayim, it's Mitzvah D'oraisa. There are some who will talk about that as a defining part of what it means to be a Jew, is to be a walking ambassador of Hashem, to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Everyone agrees it could be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. How much is a defining element of a particular person's thought? Amongst Bali Musar, unsurprisingly, and this we could intuit, a lot of what they spoke about, everyone agrees it's good to have good midos. But Bali Musar, they spent a lot of time focusing on good midos. A lot of time, Sefer Orchas Tzadikim becomes a really important sefer because it describes and focuses on different midos. The sefer Olam HaMidos is in that particular orientation. In Torah Sechasidus, pointing out as a kosh beginning, we don't find a lot about Avodas HaMidos. We don't find a lot about Avodas HaMidos. He says, in a certain sense, by Moshe, we speak about it all the time. He says, by Sefer Chassidus, Kiman ve'in kol archava b'genus HaMidos HaRaos, you don't find the same thing of like really in-depth discussion of Midos. So I point out, you do find at times, by speaking about Midos, you find Rebbe Melech speaks about Tzatzal Katan a little bit of ideas of Midos. You don't find the same idea of a super emphasis on Midos, other than a little bit of Gaiva and Anava. But why is that so? What exactly is going on? So Yesod that comes out of early Torah Sechassidus, he points out here, it's in thinkers that come before that, is as follows. There are two forms of Avodah. I want to read to you a Kedushas Levi in Parsh Pekudei. It's very fundamental. It's very, very fundamental. I believe Yitzchak here says as follows. V'hanira. Kedushas Levi is great because he tells you, if you're into like the style of speech, like there's two kinds of people. Kedushas Levi is always like two kinds of tzaddikim, two kinds of people. It's good like typologies. It's very good in that sense. V'hanira ki yesh adam she'obedes abori baruchu b'sichlo seichel anoshi. There are people that worship Bonash Olam with their seichel, with their intellect. They're all about their intellect. Okay? That's a mahalach. V'yesh adam shu mistakil al ha'ayin kivyachol. V'zeh i'efshar b'seichel enoshi rak be'ezer Hashem yisbarach. There seems to be something called ayin. Aleph yud nun. But he puts in like a little, you know, thing there. Ayin, which is the absence of things. Uve'emes zeh ha'adam kishu mibadrega zeh. So, sheyesto ezer Hashem mistakil al ha'ayin. As a seichel shelo who battle b'metzias, v'kecheres as a seichel ano shelo who battle b'metzias. There's this idea in Torah Chassidus, the following insight. Rabbi Shmuel speaks about this all the time. The avoda of bittel, and that's the following idea. I am who I am. So one school of thought says I should use all the things that I have, all the gifts that I have, and I should try to use those towards Ribbono Shel Olam. My goal is becoming the best version of me. My goal is elevating myself. And that's something which is very, very chashuv. To be the best version of you is an avoda. In Torah Sechassidus, there's a madrega, at least in certain thought elements of it, in very strong ways. What's called Midas Ha'ayin. Midas Ha'ayin is nothingness, is the capacity to say, I want to lose myself in the world of Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to lose any sense of independent identity. I want to be mivatel myself in front of Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to just be part of. I want to just be within. I want my physical existence to be secondary. And I want to just live attached to Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to live a level in which I'm not bound or focused on this world that much. I want to just lose myself. I'm so taken by Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't care about myself at all. I'm not thinking about myself in any sort of independent way. I'm just all focused on Ribbono Shel Olam. The Maharal writes in Gur Aryeh in Ban Midbar, Parshas Chukas, in describing Bnei Yisrael taking on Og, how Bnei Yisrael could think they could take on Og and win in victory. So says the Maharal as follows. There are, that when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Kiblu Madrigasam Uma'alasam Elokis, there are two forms of existence. Og is physical. He's the master of the physical world, and we are spiritual. And physical and spiritual always argue with each other. They always clash. Ulefichach, and therefore Yisrael, b'mesha ein bahem koach gashmi, says the Maral, because Klal Yisrael has no gashmias. Klal Yisrael is not physical the same way. We're more spiritual. That's our area of existence. Lefishe mekablin min Hashem Yisbarach koach kadosh. Our koach comes by a shaychus to Ribono Sha'olam. Amru Chazal in Mazel Yisrael. Ki kemo shekocho koach gashmi yesh lo mazel. Mazel impacts physical things. Klal Yisrael shu koach ava Yisrael ha'dveikim b'Hashem. Ein kocham gashmi ve'ein mazel lahem. The Maral works under the system. There's opposition between physical and spiritual. Opposition between physical and spiritual. And says the Maral the following idea. The more that a person's connected to physical, I'm bound by mazalos. The more that I'm all about ruchnias, and I'm not about me and my physical needs, I'm not about me and any sort of existence, the more that I'm just all about Ribono Sha'olam, thinking about Ribono Sha'olam, what Ribono Sha'olam wants, and not about me, the more that I am with Hashem Yisbarach, I am no longer bound by physical things like mazalos. Ein mazel li Yisrael really should be read as ayin mazel li Yisrael. Ayin mazel li Yisrael. The track for Klal Yisrael, what they're bound by, is the midah of ayin. The more that they are able to be mivatel themselves, the more that they are able to make things not about them, the more that they're able to lose themselves and say, the only thing which matters is Ruchnias. The only thing which matters is Ribono Sha'olam. The only thing which matters is Kedusha. The more that they're able to do that, so then the more that they are Mevatel themselves, the more that they will be Dovek to Ribono Sha'olam. And then they won't be Shayach to Mazels, because I've now attached to Hashem Yisbarach Bechvodu V'atzmo. I'm not bound by physical beings. I am one with Ribono Sha'olam. I'm totally there, and I become connected to Hashem Yisbarach. In that way, the midah of ayin is like this. There's a little bit of a machlokas what dveikus means. Dveikus means that I am like Hashem Yisbarach, mahu rachum, afata rachum, or dveikus means I get shayach to Ribono Sha'olam. I become close to Hashem. The more that you become close to, I'll answer your question in one second. The more that I become close to Hashem, so the more that it's not about me. I'm davak to Ribono Sha'olam. I'm nothing. Klapi Ribono Sha'olam. In many ways, the avoda for many in Torah Chassidus, not all, but many in Torah Chassidus, is that it's about losing yourself to Hashem. I'm only focused on Hashem. It's all about Ribono Sha'olam. That's all that I have. Parentheses. How this fits with Torah Chassidus, avoda begashmias, of looking at the physical world and finding kedusha in the physical world, is a topic of conversation which we'll not have right now. But that's certainly an important sort of element of things. A lot of this comes from Maral. The Maral in general believes that Torah is always, Torah requires us to leave physical world. That's why the physical world is associated with the number of seven. 7 days of the week, seven is the cycle. The world of Torah, looking at Tehillim and Kufiyat Tes, and other places, the world of Torah is always associated with the number eight, because Torah is olam malam and atev. Torah is about saying, it's not, I'm going a level beyond, and I'm going a level above. That track of what it's called midas ha'ayin, of being close to Hashem. The more that I understand that I am nothing and all I want to do is be shayach to Hashem Yisbarach, whatever Hashem wants, so then I have the opening. The Bnei Yisachar says, I believe that's pshat in the pasuk, Esa einai ele harim. I'm in a tough spot, so I look up at the mountains. Me'ayin yavo ezri. What's me'ayin yavo ezri? Simple pshat, as I'm saying to Hashem, from where is my help going to come? Says Bnei Yisachar, no. Me'ayin yavo ezri. It's not a question. It's a statement. Where is your help? Where is your support going to be able to come from? It's going to come from when you realize me'ayin. The more you make things not about you, and the more it's only focused on Ribono Sha'olam, I'm mevat to myself. I just want to be davik to Hashem Yisbarach. So the more that a person takes it out of their hands and says, Hashem, I'm mevat on my anochi. I just want to be so consumed with Ribono Sha'olam. I want to be so consumed with Ribono Sha'olam. So the more that it's not about me, the more me'ayin. When the person realizes that, sometimes yavo ezri, then a person can reach a particular place in a way which can be very holy, in a way which can be very, very special. That's a lot of the reason why. Let me just develop a little bit more and then explain a little bit what we're talking. That's why there's less of an emphasis on specific avodas hamidos in Torah Chassidus. What matters, suggests Mayan de Malka, what matters is Gaiva and Anava. Why? There are two ways to get good midos. There are two ways to get good midos. One way to get good midos, one way to become a better person is by working individually on specific midos. The other way to get good midos is by coming so dovek tashem yisbarach that mimela I become purified. Mimela I behave differently because I'm so close to Hashem yisbarach that mimela becomes much smoother. So in Chassidus, what do they speak about? Gaiva and Anava. Why? Because Gaiva means that it's all about me. And the more that it's all about you, the more I'm distant from Hashem Yisbarach, because I'm focused on me, not on Hashem Yisbarach. And the more that it's focused on me, so the less I'm going to be able to fully develop and become that good. The more that I have Anava, the more that I say, I'm nothing Klapi Hashem Yisbarach. I'm nothing Klapi Hashem Yisbarach. So then I'm going to be in a different place entirely. Once I'm Davik Hashem, so the rest of my midos are going to become so much better. So if I have Anava, now I'm close to Hashem, Memela, it's all good. That's why the Gemara says Masechta Sota about a Balgaiva, that Kesher Baruch says about a Balgaiva, that Balgaiva, Aniva who can't live in the same place. Brothers, what mean a Balgaiva can't be in the same place? Because a Balgaiva is all about him. The Ribono Shel Olam is so big. If it's about you, you're separate from Ribono Shel Olam. Then you'll struggle with bad midos, I'll struggle with those things like that. But if I can say it's not about me, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to work on a form of Anava where the only thing I'm focused on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to live in a world of bittel, or a world of ayin, in a world of accepting that me'ayin yavo ezri, in a world of focusing on some level, on the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's really, really in charge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's really calling the shots. The Gemara in Sota, anivahu yichon lador bedira achas. And that's why a Baal Gaiva's Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, so the Baal Shem explains all these things about Shem Al Torah, a lot of different rayas about this, because that Midah of Ayin becomes so important. It's not about me, it's only about Hashem Yisbarach. One more step. The idea is very hard to define. What does this mean? What does it mean to lose myself, antivata myself? Richard Meyer, in many, many places, in Likutei Yamachachma, in many places in his writings, tries to define what exactly this means. I want to define it. He speaks about many dargas of bittel, many ways of defining it. A way that I would give a definition for us on our level, in our way, would be as follows. The more that a person recognizes that ultimately in this world, it's all about Ribono Shel Olam, the more that a person recognizes that my job and what I want to try to accomplish is to just realize Hashem is in control and Hashem is in charge. I want to be close to Ribono Shel Olam. The more that it's not about me feeding my own need, my own kavod, my own sort of like narcissistic tendencies, the more that it's not about that, the more I'm closer to Hashem Yisbarach. The bigger the Baal Gaiva can't be with Hashem because he holds too much of himself to really get connected. He needs to have his own show. And the more that a person can try to lose and say, I just want to be Davik to Hashem Yisbarach, I just want to be close to Hashem, the more that a person can say that, the more there's the humility to say, God is so great, I see the Ribono Shel Olam is godless, I just want to be connected, I want to be part of that, I want to be in that, and I think about Hashem Yisbarach, so then I'm in a very, very different place. The Maisa that I would give, the Chief Rabbi Rabbi Sachs, Chon Levracha, used to always quote this Maisa from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that a person once wrote to the Lubavitcher Rebbe a letter complaining about how hard their life was. Person wrote, I'm having a really hard time. I feel like nobody here is really able to support me. I know that I'm trying very hard. At the same time, I'm not really able to do everything I want to be able to do. I feel like these people are being mean to me. I feel like this and that. And the person who's had a struggle, the Baba Chabi responded, Kayadua, by doing one thing in that letter. He circled every time the person wrote the word I. The whole thing was I this and I that, and it's all about I. Baba Chabi said, if we're focused only on I, you'll never be able to feel like you're in a different kind of place. If it's all just about you, so then it's become very challenging. May I in sometimes Yavo Ezri. The more I develop a real close relationship to Ribono Shel Olam, the more that I'm able to be connected, so the more that I'm able to experience, in a certain sense, a degree of Kedusha. For the Kedushas Levi, what that means sometimes is that in a weird way, it doesn't have to always be worshipping Hashem through your Seichel. This is where extreme Torah Chassidus comes. It doesn't have to come always through my intellect of what I understand, what I don't understand. I want to be close to Hashem Yisbarach. That's what I want to do. And it's not about like always the intellect and what I get. It's really about kirva to Hashem, which is the ultimate. I want to be karav to Hashem Yisbarach. That's the ultimate value. My seichel, my intellect, is not what it's really all about. That explains something which is very, very powerful. There are Rishonim that write that while it's true that there may be ein mazal li Yisrael, maybe for some reason a mazal Yisrael, there is a tkufa in the year in which Yitachin all would say ein mazal li Yisrael. So we turn to Shabbos and Kuf Mem Vav, and that is the tkufa of Chodesh Adar. The tkufa of Chodesh Adar is a time Chazal speak about mazalos being a little bit different in the time period of Chodesh Adar. Why would that be? So in Chassidus, the Sfasemis and Purim, what is the Avoda of Purim? I know we're a little bit too far away for this, but maybe a little taste.
Or we're not, exactly.
So is the, I think of Judah once spoke in Shalvim, like, and said, what is Chus? It is Yayin days before Purim. We're 70 days before Purim today. You're very hardcore if you think in those terms on multiple levels. That's a different Madrega. Okay, fine. Now, he still thinks that way, whatever. I mean, he was also messing around. It was a good opening. There's a, that, what is the Avoda of Purim? The Avoda of Purim, in many ways, is Hashem takes care of us. And it's not always about me and what I understand. It's really about being close to Hashem Yisbarach. So what does the Gemara tell us a person does on Purim? Ad lo yada. Purim is not all about you and what you get and what you understand. Purim is about being davek to Rabbanu Shalom. Purim is about cultivating a certain kind of relationship, with Hashem. And at that point in time, it's shor sha'ach, we're closer to Rabbanu Shalom. And what I get is not that important. I just feel a certain kind of kirva. This is, elements of this idea are pretty wild. Because we're downplaying in a significant way our seichel. It's very far away from Maimonidean approaches to things. It's far away from some Hasidim approaches to things. But there is a mahalach out there that it's the midah of ayin. What that means is ayin mazal Yisrael. As long as you view yourself as an independent entity, so then you're bound by mazalos. But as long as you shift and view yourself as being davik tashem, and it's not about you, I cultivate the anava to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're in charge. You got this. It's not kochi ve'otzem yadi. So that's the entrance point to experiencing real kirvat Hashem. That's the entrance point to living a life beyond mazalos, because I'm with Hashem Yisbarach. That's the entrance point to being a person that's purer and more and more holy, less concerns of bad midos, because I'm just entirely aligned with and connected with Ribbono Shel Olam.
Yeah, it sounds like the midah of Ayin to Maron, just like in general, is like being a monk.
Okay, there is, okay, here's the interesting thing. There are different levels of doing this. There is certainly a level of this that would lead you to a perspective, which the Maharal may have really sort of had, which looks at the physical world and Gashmias in a very, certainly in a very, very secondary kind of a way. In one of two directions. Either it's a perspective that would say, I really want to downplay physical existence. You know, I'll eat the bare bones, that's all that I need. Or it's a world which sounds like, again, in Rambam in certain places, and in Shulchan in certain places, Mishnah Berurah, which is to say, anything which I consume only has value and toeles because it gives me koach to now be closer to Hashem. It's different than what you would find in certain perspectives, we spoke about this years ago, which sort of like understand that a lot of our world is to be in this world. It's elevating this world and becoming best versions of us. This is a particular mahalach. Let me just chaz what we said today, and then we'll sort of, the sugya, we're wrapping up the sugya here of mazal in mazal Yisrael. These gemaras of mazal in mazal Yisrael, I don't know if it's the most fundamental in of itself, they relate to, I believe, four different topics that are massively important. For Tosfos and then Rav Dessler, it relates to a really important question of how a person knows what their mission in this world is, the capacity to expand your mission in this world. I'm given what I'm given, and I use what I'm given, the circumstances of my lives, to accomplish what I can. For the Ran and the Rashba, so it also has to do with understanding what I can change about myself, my journey, what I can't change, how Klal Yisrael functions, how Yechidim functions, the parameters of my Bechira Chafshis, what I can and cannot do. For the Gra, this sugya is so fundamental for establishing what happens to Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael functions. We are not bound by Metzius. We live a world, an existence, way above and beyond anything else. We're not bound by Mazalos. In Torah's Chassidus, this sugya becomes the opening to understand what may be the most Yisod V'Shoresh Avoda, which is to understand how to make things not about me. What's best for me? What's going to be there is me, that the opening to everything is embracing an idea of it's all about Ribbono Shel Olam. I just want to be connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's not about Gaiva, and it's not about that. It's just, I want to be as close, as connected as possible as I can. That Ein la'adam shem tzach. It's not about me. I just want to be everything as connected as possible. As connected as possible with Ribbono Shel Olam, to connect to that in whatever way I possibly can. So we had about 3 or so weeks on the sugya of Mazel, very fundamental, I believe, in the world of Machshava. A really good week of learning for everybody here.